Then we soaked the blanks and we'd take them upstairs and put them through a grinder. Well, you put them in a grinder, but the woman, the girl that sat there at the grinder, well, she'd always have to feel of them and turn them just right. In other words, put the glaze side down on the belt. And they've had we had a 4-inch emery wheel that was powered with a diesel motor. Of course, all this machinery was in the button factory. But they would run underneath this grinder and all be ground the same thickness. And that, after that, you take them and soak them again, and then bring them up and put them on a machine that they call the automatic button machine. Kind of a round track, I would call it, oval. And there would be 20 of these chucks all around the track, all the way around. Well, a woman would sit right here in the center of it, and this would be a tray here, and she'd fill that with those blanks. And all the time, when she'd pick up a blank, she'd have to feel them, see which is a smooth side, and put that side up, because that would be the face of it, see, the face of the button. She'd pick that up and put it in one of those chucks, and when it went up the little incline, it would grab a hold of that button and hold it all the way around this circle. Well, it would go in under an emery wheel, which would round off the face of it right here. And then it would turn a quarter, and a drill would come down and drill one hole. And then it'd turn a half, another drill would come down, drill the other hole. Mm. Then it'd go around over on this side, and it'd run under a little cutter over there that we called a fisheye. And it would make the groove in it, notch the groove. And then come all the way around, down back around this other track, and the button would, or when it went down a little incline, the chuck would loosen up, and then the button would be picked up by air suction and fall off over in a bucket. And in the meantime, if you wanted a four-hole button, well, you just make a few adjustments and turn it a quarter instead of a half each time, and then you'd have a four-hole button.